This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. California, the land of ballot initiatives and voter referenda, had a bunch of them this time around. We've raised taxes to pay for schools, we've fixed our three strikes law, and in Los Angeles County, we have decided that condoms are the way to go. There's a new law here now that says porn actors have to wear them in scenes where they are called for. The industry says it's going to sue or move out of town if it has to. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler has that story.
Just like cheesy music, the San Fernando Valley is identified with porn. But the adult film industry may relocate rather than implement the new condom regulations. Porn star Jessica Drake says a move would cause economic pain for everyone involved.
I think that this could have a negative financial impact on the adult industry, but I really do think that it can take money out of Los Angeles County, out of California as well.
Porn studio owners say they'll leave town before they allow prophylactics to get in the way of sales. Diane Duke is CEO of the Free Speech Coalition, the trade association for the porn industry.
If the courts don't decide in our favor, then the other option is for producers to film elsewhere, and they will. Larry Flint is looking at Hawaii and Mexico, actually, even looking at moving out of the country.
Duke says producers already shoot lots of adult movies in Florida, Arizona, and Nevada.
We've had people from other states and other areas say, we would like to have you here. People want our business. We're great neighbors. We pay taxes. We pay living wages.
But locally, the porn industry isn't getting much love from its neighbors. Officials in Pasadena and Long Beach both said thanks, but no thanks. The spokesman for the city of Vernon told me that the adult film industry probably wouldn't be a good fit because his city is too industrial. That's right, Vernon says it's too dirty for porn. One voice running counter to this not-in-my-backyard mentality comes from the industry's backyard. Stuart Waldman is president of the Valley Industry and Commerce Association, which represents business in the San Fernando Valley.
This is an industry that creates over 10,000 direct and indirect jobs in a given year. It's an industry that pumps over $1 billion into our economy.
And the San Fernando Valley porn industry supplies its more glamorous neighbor with a steady supply of labor. Again, Diane Duke.
We've been able to support mainstream entertainment and mainstream Hollywood when they have lulls. We're able to help out and hire some of those folks. A lot of people work in both industries.
Gophers, gaffers, and grips from mainstream movies can moonlight in porn. You won't find as many makeup artists in, say, Tampa. That's one of the reasons some observers say the industry isn't very likely to move. Talk to the contrary, they suggest, is just a tease. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.